This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. This Friday the 25th, Farmer Grains is hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at the Fillmore location. Here's Spencer Jansen with more information.
Yeah, so it's coming up this Friday, so come have lunch with us. The Nokomis FFA is going to be grilling for us, and you can take a look around. We just built another new bin this year to handle all your storage needs. And we just want to say thank you to all of our customers. So come by, have a good day, and hang out for a few hours. And we can also get our online portal system set up for customers as well. So hope to see you all there.
Be sure to head out to the Fillmore location for some barbecue and good times. Last month, I talked with Don Schaefer about the proposed regulations for truck drivers hauling ag commodities. That regulation is still pending in the state government. Here's Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President for the Midwest Trucking Association, with more information on the ag products.
Yeah, there's legislation that's pending that basically would grant a 10% variance in terms of how much weight you can carry when you're hauling ag commodities, especially during harvest season. We still haven't heard anything on that piece of legislation. It's up to the governor to decide. The bill, if the governor signs it into law, it would not take effect this year. It would take effect next year because of the way the bill was written. So been a lot of coffee shop talk about, ag variance, we can carry up to 88,000 pounds. Well, the problem is that not yet, and the bill doesn't allow it. The way it's written would not happen until 2019. Mm-hmm. So any time after January 1, 2019, if the governor signs it into law. It's kind of surprised he didn't say anything during the fair, but I think maybe they're trying to they're still looking at the bill. The governor still has plenty of time before he has to sign it. Again, that's a situation where there's efficiencies that have to be played out, and dealing with local roads and those types of things. So just hold tight on that. I know there's been a lot of rumors about it, but the bill has not yet taken effect.
That was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Trucking Association. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday, with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pool at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pool at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Toll and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come on out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop, located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, beans, brats, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops. 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. The Farm Progress Show is being held in Boone, Iowa this year on August 28th through the 30th. This is the largest outdoor farm show, and there are countless exhibitors that all have to do with agriculture. Stay tuned next week for updates from the Farm Progress Show here on WSMI. That's all the time we have on your morning farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.